Welcome to another Fuel Poverty podcast. If you've missed any others, they're still available to download from YouTube or listen to on our website. We want to thank everyone who got involved in our celebrity auction. It was a huge success and we raised over £2,500 for the No Cold Homes campaign. Today I'm joined by Turn to Us Director of Operations, Alison Taylor. Alison's going to explain the various forms of help for those who are struggling to pay their fuel bills. Welcome, Alison.
Hello. Firstly, I'd like to thank everyone who's been supporting our No Cold Homes campaign over the last few weeks. We've seen a huge response to the campaign, with partner charities and supporters helping us to promote the campaign to help us reach out to many more people who are struggling in fuel poverty. People like Graham. Graham cares for his disabled wife, and they're struggling with their energy bills. He's resorted to cutting back on his food to pay for heating. In Graham's case, this meant living on toast for weeks at a time before he used Turn to Us to find out about the financial and other support available to him. Our recent research suggests there's many more people like Graham, people who are unaware of the help available to them or reluctant to ask for help. We know that of those who are struggling to pay their energy costs, only about 12% have told their energy supplier about their situation, and only 5% have turned to an advice agency for support. These statistics are really concerning. And one of the reasons we started the No Cold Homes campaign was to publicise the help that is available for people. As a charity, Turn to Us has various ways of supporting people struggling to heat their homes. Firstly, there's an easy-to-use benefit calculator. Anyone can go onto our website to access it, to find out what benefits you're entitled to, how much you should be receiving, and how to apply for those benefits. On the website, you'll also find our grant search tool. The grant search tool has a database of over 3,000 charitable funds. They've been set up to help people in financial hardship. All of these funds have different eligibility criteria, but using the grant search tool on our website enables you to search for the funds based on your own particular needs and circumstances. We would encourage those who are struggling to pay their energy bills to contact their energy provider as soon as possible. Some energy companies have set up charitable trusts themselves, which help vulnerable customers who are in fuel arrears.
Is there anything specifically for people living with a disability or an older person?
Yes, there is. If you're of pensionable age, living with a disability, chronic illness, visual or hearing impairment, or somebody else in your household is, then ask your energy supplier if they're part of the Energy UK Safety Net Scheme, as you may be eligible for its Priority Service Register. This provides you with free extra services and may help protect you from disconnection.
Thank you, Alison. We're now going to hear from Sarah. She was struggling financially until she contacted Turn to Us.
Hello, my name's Sarah. I contacted Turn to Us a while ago, who were really kind and went through my whole situation. They looked at all the benefits I could claim and helped me to apply for a charity grant. I received a grant from both Turn to Us and at the time another charity, which helped me pay for my energy bills and to keep my house warm. The other charity grant helped buy me a bed. So in reviewing my benefits, they were able to ensure that I was in receipt of the correct amount of grant, which again was so helpful, and it was all confidential. Turn to Us really did help me through a time when I felt ever so alone and very isolated, and had no family living close by to me. My health was at an all-time low, both physically and mentally, and they gave me a financial lifeline, really. So my recommendation to anybody listening to this is, if you're struggling with your winter fuel bills, then please don't be cold. And I really strongly suggest you contact them for help.
Thank you for sharing your story with us, Sarah. And thank you to all our listeners. I hope you found this information useful and it's answered any questions you may have had about the help available for those struggling with fuel costs. But if you have any other questions or are worried about rising energy costs, please do drop us an email or send us a tweet, and we will try and help in whatever way we can.